T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stretch five, bro. So do you think you got the range to be a stretch five?
I can shoot from half court. Just give me the ball.
Taco comes here and Taco scores. Everyone should get free tacos.
His nickname is Stickman.
Dale Arnold.
We are here for another cheat day. We got burgers, we got sushi, we got pizza.
Pizza party.
Probably one of the craziest cheat day ever.
Rich Keefe.
I am not supposed to be here today. I am on vacation.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
Kevin Garant. How did Lowry
on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins in for Dale today. We'll turn our attention to Mookie Betts here in just a moment, but we were talking about the NBA for a while.
Yes.
We didn't mention Taco Fall.
I like Taco.
You a big fan of Taco?
I saw a couple.
How do you not?
I saw a couple of summer league games of him playing. And
you've
I'm
been
like,
watching some summer league?
Well, just, you know.
It's actually kind of, I don't mind.
Not watching kind of watch. It, kind of caught it in the background at yeah. Pause. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you were sitting there with Nas down in New Orleans.
Sitting there with Nas, chopping it up about Westbrook and Kemba Walker.
I know, yeah. So you think that's happening?
Possibly playing together. And I'm like, yo, this Taco Fall, man.
I like Taco. And there's got to be a spot for Taco.
And I like
team.
The fact that, you know, every time you at the Celtics win and he maybe has like 3 block shots, you get like free tacos.
I like that.
That could be.
How do you not have some sort of campaign there?
Yeah, I'm all for the
Taco Fall. All right, we'll get the NBA odds here in just a second. Let's go to Josh. He's been waiting patiently. He's down in Hartford, Connecticut. What's up, Josh?
What's going on, boys? What's up, Wiggy?
What up?
Hey, question for you. You mentioned about Westbrook. I was wondering, do you feel as though Jimmy Butler is overrated? Because I do.
Yes. Sorry. That was a question for Wiggy. I jumped in very quickly.
Nah, you guys I'm just a big fan of Wiggy.
Yeah.
I just want to know. I think Jimmy Butler is overrated. I don't think he's really done anything since Chicago days. And so Westbrook may be going to Miami. I see it happening with his fashion life and the lifestyle down there. I would love him coming to Boston. Him and Kemba would be cool, but I'm not threatened by Jimmy Butler and Westbrook. I was wondering what you thought about that. Thank you.
Well, see, I don't think, like...
I think those are two of the most overrated guys
I would say that Jimmy Butler is, like, one of those guys that he's, you know, he's definitely overrated, right?
But yeah, all those lists that come out preseason where they rank every player in the NBA or, like, their top 50, top 100, he's always in the top 20. Sometimes he's in the top 10, and I don't understand why.
Yeah, like, see, I never really got the Jimmy Butler, you know, infatuation of why he's so... Because at least with Westbrook, you see...
He's putting up triple doubles.
You see where it translates.
He led the league in scoring one year.
Right, to on the court. With Jimmy Butler, I mean, you think about, like, besides the really Chicago days, I mean, the guy's averaging, what, like 18 points a game, 16, 18 points a game?
Yeah, somewhere in there.
When you look at Russell Westbrook, and, you know, you can make, yes, Keith, you're one of the people that thinks, like, hey, he's not a top 10 guy.
No.
But you can make the argument. Some basketball speaker out there make the argument.
Hashtag somebody else's list. I got it.
He could be top 10. So why would you not want a top 10 player in the league? Imagine having Russell Westbrook and Kemba Walker paired up. I mean, that's a
I just don't think it would work. I think one of them to play off the ball, I think would probably not. And then if you have any of these young guys scoring, they already had such a problem with Kyrie.
But you would be
Kyrie.
Moving on from one of the young guys.
Yeah, you'd have to trade maybe both of them, I guess.
Right,
which I also don't want to do. For 3 more years of Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, but why are you putting your eggs? Like, I never really get this about people.
All right.
I think that Tatum's a good player, right?
Yeah, he's also very young.
He's very young. I understand he's only, 22 years old or something like
that? He's 21, isn't
21
he?
Years old, right?
How many points per game did Jimmy Butler score when he was 21? Guess what? He was still in college.
Right, but okay.
Trick question. Wasn't in the NBA yet.
But so now would this be the year for Tatum, right?
This should be. I would say.
How many more years do we give Tatum before we go, okay, he has that potential, but.
You're not going to like this answer, but I would say he probably should get if not this year, next year. If he's not averaging 20 points per game by 2021, I guess it would
be. Just give me years, man.
You his fourth year in the league.
No. How many years from now do we give
two.
Tatum? So we give him two. This year and next year.
This year he should be, I think realistically, you look at him as like an all-star snub where you're like, ooh, he could have made it, but he just missed out on it. And then next year he should be an all-star. 100% should be an all-star following after this season.
Okay.
And maybe even this year. If you look at the Eastern Conference, a lot of the good players have gone west, so maybe he even should be an all-star this year. But yeah, you don't have to wait too much longer.
Yeah, but your window for winning is now, for the next few years. And now,
well, you just said next few years.
Yeah, well, so you win.
So you think Kemba's going to be no good next year?
No, I think you got Kemba this year, Kemba next year.
Yeah.
Now you're going into Kemba's third year.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So where is he in his third year? If him and Russell Westbrook are paired up.
I don't know. Something about that combo I really don't like.
I just feel like if I got to wait to Kemba's third year for, in your world, Tatum to be that guy.
My world. Is there a team in the Eastern Conference that you would put all your money on to win it? Just the East.
Not to win the NBA Finals.
No, to win the East. To come out of the East, I mean.
No, there isn't. I would say yes. I'd say there's two teams.
Charlotte, because they got Terry Rozier.
I would say Charlotte's definitely one of those teams because they did get that. That is
they got Scary Terry on a real good price,
well,
too.
$18 million a year isn't bad.
Stole them.
I mean, $18 million. You see some of these contracts. So $18
million
is pretty good.
Rozier, yeah.
But I would say Milwaukee and Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
Yeah, Horford and... No, you know what? So they lose Butler, but again, I'm not in that high on Butler. The J.J. Redick loss is probably even bigger.
Yeah, but they're still going to be a good team.
They'll be good, but I would
say... They're the favorites, either them or Milwaukee.
I think Milwaukee's the favorite.
Okay.
And then probably
Philly. And that's because they have...
Philly.
They have, some would argue, the best player in the league.
Yes, some would.
Some would. So, I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't. But then Boston has to be in that mix, even with the team right now, even if they don't make this ridiculous Russell Westbrook trade.
Are they in that mix? No.
They're probably third or fourth in the East.
Third or fourth. You're not beating Philly and you're not beating Milwaukee.
Why do you give Philly so much credit?
Because I think the addition of
Ben Simmons, I think, is another one of these overrated choking dogs.
I think the addition of Average Al, which
really
makes them a different team.
It changes things.
And the way that now they don't need four balls to go around.
No, it changes.
You know, with Jimmy Butler, he had to get his shots and that kind of thing. You know, if you have two, maybe three guys, you're able to, you know, there's enough shots to go around with everybody.
Yeah.
But when you start talking with Al Horford on that team, size-wise, they're able to defend Milwaukee good.
Yeah.
You think about the way they'll, you know, how do you defend Giannis? You pack the paint. And if you got a bunch of bigs like you look at Philly, I think Philly's probably the favorite in the East.
I think it's still Milwaukee. I think Philly's in there. But I think the Celtics are too.
No, they're way behind. They're not way behind. If this is a marathon.
Kemba Walker.
If this is a marathon, the Boston Celtics are an American male runner.
Come on.
And
sometimes
Philly,
they do all right.
No, they don't. And
you ever heard of Steve Prefontaine?
And Philly and Milwaukee are from Kenya.
All right, this is a good analogy.
Yes.
This is very helpful. Thank you.
So
you guys
think
get
about
all that?
It. So that means...
Just dump that, Shime. It's going to confuse people. Just dump that
out. It means the Celtics are nowhere near the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Stop it.
Kemba
Stop
Walker.
It. And I'm a Celtics fan. You know what?
You don't sound like it.
Well, guess what? You know what? I'm a green teamer.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it from...
So you don't like this? You don't like Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward, Taco Fall? You don't like that five?
I mean, that's a good five.
Cantor, though, you got a real guy, too.
Yeah, but that's a good five. I mean, your best player is Taco Fall, but that... No, but that is a good five, but that's not a five that's competing with Milwaukee and Philadelphia.
If Gordon Hayward is not a bum.
Yes, but that it goes back to my saying. If was a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
It's a classic saying, but my point is he can't be as bad as he was.
Okay, but that doesn't mean he gets back to that point.
He was
an all-star. I don't know. So Gordon Hayward, he's a TBD.
Okay.
Okay, so we got
to be determined for those.
To be determined.
For the layman.
Or TBA, to be announced, right?
Got it.
So we have to remove him from the situation.
All right.
So
but
now,
there's some upside there.
There's
some intrigue.
No.
Your interest is spiked.
Rich, you don't get to play with that. We don't know what he is.
Come on.
No, you can't.
Let me play with that.
That's one piece that you can't play with. It's like when I play Call of Duty, that's one weapon that's still
locked. You don't use the sniper.
No.
I don't want you using the sniper. You're going to be just up
or the rocket. So probably just eliminate himself.
Right.
We can just kill himself.
So
again.
We don't know. What do we know about Jaylen Brown?
We know that he's a gamer.
We know that he
tries hard.
We know that he might be the new average out. Right. We know that he's just a good player as of right now.
Yeah, but he's also young. Like, there's a chance, and
when I base my opinion on something, I'm looking at what I see in front of me.
Is that
the
right?
Eyeball test.
Oh,
somebody once told me it's all about the
Where
eyeball test.
Where is that?
Test.
I tried to look for that online.
The eyeball test. You got it.
Can I find that
stock
somewhere?
Stock web.
Okay.
It's only for real deep basketball speakers.
I got
speakers.
It. You're watching the all 10s.
Yes.
And you're just seeing all angles of the
and
court.
And Tatum had a down year.
Yeah, he did.
Right.
So I could see
So I know
see
I have
him.
Kemba Walker.
He's a nice player.
That's what I have. I have a nice player.
Well, you got a good coach.
And I have a...
I know you don't like him. I just wanted to say
I have
that.
A nice player and a good coach to go against the team that
They drafted a kid with a thumb injury. You don't like him?
You're talking about
Romeo.
Langford?
Yeah, Romeo.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what?
He's got a bum thumb.
I'm putting my money on the poor man's version of Draymond Green, kid from Tennessee.
Oh, Williams. Grant
yes.
Williams.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm putting my money on.
All right.
But when I look at the Philadelphia 76ers, I know what Joel Embiid is. I know Ben Simmons. I know Al Horford.
Simmons shoots worse than Giannis, and you don't like Giannis.
I know, but I know.
Ben Simmons can't shoot at all. He doesn't shoot.
He's not a shooter, but he's he's a facilitator. He doesn't need a shoot.
I don't know if I like Ben Simmons that much either.
I think he's overrated.
I think he is. My all overrated team is Simmons, Butler.
Okay.
Westbrook, Chris Paul, and I need a fifth to round out the five. We're going kind of small. A lot of guards on that team.
Yeah.
I need a fifth guy to be on the all-overrated team.
Your fifth is the kid from Denver, Doncic.
Jokic?
Jokic.
Jokic is good.
He's good, but don't you think he's overrated?
No, I don't.
There are some people.
Jokic, how else did they get the two seed in the West?
There are some people that are saying he's going to be the MVP next year.
Oh, that might be a little high. Although, he was first team All-NBA. Oh, Shime has a good one. He was saying Porzingis. Porzingis is a bit over. People love Porzingis, and he's always hurt.
Right.
Yeah, he's a little overrated.
I'm not saying Jokic is not a good player, but I think the way I watched him, and you know, I hadn't seen him play much, but I watched him during the playoffs, and I'm like...
He's very talented.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Jokic. Really? MVP next year?
Well, All-NBA.
Well, I mean,
it's knocking on the door.
Little overrated.
20 points, 11 rebounds,
yes.
7 assists,
mm-hmm.
a steal and a half, almost a block a game.
How'd he do the year before that?
18 and a half points,
yeah.
11 rebounds, 6 assists. He's good.
Kind of sounds like Al Horford. Look at Al Horford.
No, it doesn't. Al Horford's not putting up 10 boards a game.
Look at Al Horford's stats.
Al Horford was never a 20-point guy and never a 10-rebound guy.
He was probably 18.
Sorry, I take it back. He was a 10-rebound guy once.
But he was probably around 18 points a game.
He was an 18 guy once, and those were in different years.
Right, and Jokic was a 20-point guy once.
Yeah, but he's also dishing out like 7 assists. They run the offense.
Al Horford's just an assist guy. Just a dollar.
4.
Yeah, well, when he was in Atlanta.
He was in Atlanta, he tipped out at... 3.5.
3.5.
He's been better in Boston. He's only with 5.
Right. So
Jokic is better than Horford.
I mean, Jokic is better than Horford, to say he's an MVP caliber.
All right, we'll circle back to that. I do want to talk about. Oh, give the odds, Shyam. We teased these 2 hours ago before the show started.
It's called a big market.
That's a huge tease.
Long market tease.
So Clippers are the number one Vegas favorite.
No, the Lakers.
Who is it?
Number one Vegas favorite. The Los Angeles Clippers at +300.
Wow!
See, Clippers.
They knocked off the
Clippers.
Lakers.
Yeah. Wow.
The Lakers aren't even number two, Wiggy.
Ooh.
What?
Number
they were on. They were number one on this list originally.
Number two, the Milwaukee Bucks. +450.
How about that? Well, that's because they got an easier road.
Right, okay.
The East
and the Lakers got to be third.
The Lakers are third at +500, so just shy of what the Bucks
are
at.
How far do you have to go down to the local team here?
The local team is sitting at 25-1 +2,500.
I might put down a couple pennies, no?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of that? You guys
ninth
like that?
Overall team.
So they're ninth.
Wow, they love that Brady spot.
Ninth?
I think that's high.
So there was, because last year they were second, weren't they, going into the year?
Yes.
Second or third? Second. I think right before the season started, it was Warriors far and away number one.
Right, and then it was the Celtics because of the road, right? You would think of
the Eastern Conference.
Right, and that's why Milwaukee's probably number two.
Right.
And they are the third Eastern Conference team.
Bucks, obviously, and then Sixers.
Sixers at plus 800.
See? Right. So you disagree with Vegas? Because I'm telling you, they're in the mix.
No, I said they're the third or fourth team.
Okay.
But the gap between...
Oh, you got a line there.
I told you, the gap between the Celtics and the Sixers and Bucks is, I think it's pretty big. I think the gap between three and where the Celtics are at three and then the Sixers and Bucks being at one and two is a big gap. Yeah. What do the odds say on that gap?
Big gap, because the 76ers are at plus 800. The Celtics don't come in until plus 2,500.
Yeah. There you go.
It's a 1,700 point difference.
So I am
everything's
right.
coming
See,
up.
See, I am right. Well, I told you.
Yeah, no,
when
no.
I speak, I'm right.
Al Horford's he's going to be the difference maker. Guy's had so much finals experience.
Well, it's not about
none.
But it's about, you know, how everybody talked about here. It's about the fit.
Are you mad at Horford for leaving, by the way, or do you not care?
Horford's a traitor, man. He's definitely a traitor. Come on. You go to
he went to Philly. Of all places, come on. He goes to Philly. I know.
All right. Now, listen. Yeah. I think he's better than average Al, okay?
Yeah, I do too.
I sat with his dad at one of the Celtics games, so I think he's better than what? You like that name drop?
Yeah, he talks to his dad. What was his dad's name?
I forget what his name was.
Tito.
Yeah, that's right, Tito. I knew it was Spanish, but I couldn't
remember.
Yeah. So when I look at Al Horford, imagine... No, but think about this.
I'm listening to this. I'm putting the pictures together. I'm closing my
eyes.
And I want you to paint a picture for me.
Here's the Celtics.
A word picture.
Here's the Celtics team.
Yeah.
Kemba Walker.
Nice.
Tatum, Brown, Hayward, Horford.
Yeah, it's a lot better team than without them.
Now,
Enes Kanter. And I like Kanter.
Right, but even you add Kanter, right?
He can't even play defense.
Right, probably could still add one of those guys, right?
Yeah, somebody. You got Taco.
Right, you got Taco. But now imagine that team going up against Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference
Finals.
And
they're definitely better than Philly. Like, if you just
they're
put them there. They're
better than Philly.
Him.
Right. Yeah. So look where the Celtics could have potentially been with just
but
if
I don't
Trader Al didn't leave.
But I'm not mad about Danny Ainge not wanting 4 more years of Horford. I don't want 4 years of Horford. I don't.
I don't want 4 years.
I'll take one more.
I don't want 4 years of Horford.
That's the problem. That's why he's gone. It's not that he thinks the Celtics stink. It's because a team was willing to pay him what Philly did. That's what it comes down to.
You think it was all about money?
I do.
Think it was all about money for him?
Yeah. Well, the combination of money and guaranteed years. I think the Celtics would have paid him probably the same average annual, but they would have said, hey, we're not doing 4 years.
What if they said we'll do 3 years, $90 million?
Ugh, I still don't want to do that. So, $30 million a year for Horford? You already went through that. He was overpaid by the end of this contract.
Right, I know
what is
going
to be at the end of the next one?
So basically you were out on Horford because once you knew the year's number.
Yes, if he decided to pick up his own player option,
right.
I would have said great. I was like,
for the
good.
1 year. So you
for
only want him 1 year.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't even did the 3 and 60 that
no.
was alleged out there.
No.
All right. So you don't get out.
Much.
But then with the Celtics, why not make a move for Boogie Cousins?
I 100% would have wanted Boogie Cousins.
Right. And see, this is where I think.
Are you kidding me?
So this is where I think the Celtics have kind of they just let that gap between them and the Sixers and Bucks widen.
I do love Boogie Cousins.
But I do think I wanted Boogie Cousins bad because
but now he's on your Lakers.
But I didn't want Horford for 4 years. I will agree with you on that one. But he would have made he would have made this team better than they are, and now you're the third seed best.
Are you gonna be rooting for the Lakers next year? I feel like that's your team now. A kid from East Boston.
Yeah, I can't root
for the Lakers.
I can't root for the Lakers. I just will completely be mad at the Celtics.
Yeah.
Can't root for the Lakers. That's bad. But I can only root for them during the regular season, so I get my money.
All right, we get the Major League Baseball All-Star break. I know you're very excited about all the festivities.
Yeah.
You tuned
Vlad Guerrero
into the home
MVP,
run derby.
Right?
Yeah, of the derby. You lost, but he was the MVP of that.
Was the MVP.
No, it was Shane Bieber. Of course, was the MVP of the All-Star game
Justin's
last night.
Justin's cousin. I just realized he was Justin Bieber's cousin.
Yeah, they're good, close friends.
Oh, you said they were cousins.
Cousins, yes.
Yeah, on his father's side.
On his dad's side. The Mookie Betts, though, has become another topic of conversation, a huge topic at the beginning of the year, wondering if he was going to get an extension. All these other guys, whether they're free agents like Bryce Harper and Manny Machado or, Mike Trout signed the deal before he got the free agency. Nolan Arenado from Colorado signed it before he got there. These are all sort of Mookie Betts' peers and what you would assume, like the kind of salary that he's going to get. And this guy, despite being an all-star, which I was kind of surprised that he was.
Really?
He's hitting .272 with 13 dingers, 40 RBI. Seems to be, for him anyway, a very below average year.
Right. But he's Mookie
OPS
Betts.
OPS is .859. He is Mookie Betts, But Rafael Devers was more deserving of the All-Star game.
Right,
but they're different positions, but still.
I agree with you, but I asked Lou Maloney the same question who speaks baseball, right?
He does. Yeah, he does. He's a baseball speaker.
And he said a lot of the times that I asked him who deserves to be in the All-Star game more right now? Devers or Betts? And he said Betts.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's what I said.
Wait, did he say this on the air or off
the
air?
He said this on the air.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this was on the air when I was with...
So he's on the record.
On the record.
He said Betts is a more deserving All-Star than Rafael Devers?
He said Betts, I asked who deserves to be an All-Star.
That's outrageous.
And he goes... Because he goes,
offensive.
He goes, I would vote for Betts because I might ask the question, like, who would you vote for an All-Star? He goes, and I go, but Devers has better numbers.
Across the board.
Right, but he goes, it's a mid-season award, and at the end of the year,
okay,
Betts is going to be the better player.
And guess what? It's a mid-season award, so you should award the guys mid-season.
Listen,
that's the dumbest rationale. You know what? I feel like you're misquoting him.
No.
I've met Lou Maloney.
I'm
he's not
telling
that dumb.
You, this we did the show Friday. No. You know what it was? It was Wednesday because we also had Alex Cora on. So
the skipper on.
And now we had Alex Cora on. So I remember, and that's when we were talking about.
But that makes no sense to me. So
I'm
correct me if I'm wrong. Was Rafael Devers player of the month for like May or June? Can you guys look that up? I believe he was player of the month for one of the months.
Yeah, he had a big month.
And so there's essentially 3 months in the first half of the season.
Right.
And so you are then selected to the All-Star team based on how you play those 3 months. It's how Jackie Bradley made an All-Star team.
Right.
It's how Clay Buchholz made an All-Star team. And so for the month of May, Rafael Devers was the American League Player of the Month. So for one-third of the season to that point, he was the best player in the league.
Right.
And it's not like he was a bum the other 2 months.
Right.
He's hitting .324, which is better than Betts. His OPS, .923, better than Betts. 16 dingers, better than Betts. 62 RBI, better than Betts. His third base is obviously not great, but I feel like it's improved a little bit. He 100% should have been an All-Star. And
right.
Mookie Betts shouldn't have been.
But his thing was this. I'm trying to explain it to you the way...
I am shooting the messenger here because this is dumb.
He explained...
So now you're projecting the rest of the season?
Well, he's saying that when he... Because he had made mention of another guy who was an All-Star and then just fizzled out in the second half of the season.
Jackie Bradley Jr., probably, from a few years ago.
No, it wasn't Jackie.
Happens, but that's the thing.
Well, that's what I said. I said to him.
What baseball should do is what, like, the NBA does, and they have the All-Star game, so that recognizes first half performance.
Yep.
But then the more important achievement is who's all NBA.
Right.
And you vote on that, and that can be from both leagues if you want it, and then that would be, because I know they do, obviously, like, MVP voting, and they do silver sluggers and all that stuff. But you should have like your All-Star team at the end of the year or some sort of award, which makes sense.
And you know why I believed Lou?
Because you're easily fooled.
I did some digging. You know, my investigative reporting did some digging.
Good.
And the reserve players that make the All-Star team, like the Mookie Betts, right, the non-starters,
yeah,
those guys are voted on the team by players in the commissioner's office.
So he obviously he's the reigning MVP. So, I mean, he is the...
And Lou, as a former player, goes...
It's good for the game if you have him in there.
When I asked him, he goes, I would vote. So how do you think players are now voting? They're going, Mookie Betts, check mark.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's kind of like Pro Bowl voting. When I was in Pro Bowl voting,
right,
it was like...
Who's the guy? Oh, Tony Gonzalez, I'm going to put him in every year.
Well, no, I didn't even vote for other tight ends. I wish we were able to do that.
Sure.
I was one of my gripes 1 year. I had to vote for, like, defensive ends or linebackers, and I'm like, all right, who got the most sacks? All right, go with this guy.
Right.
You know, and that's... Yeah. Rather than maybe a guy might not have as many sacks, but's having
a better season. Basically, there's three things I think you could do with Mookie Betts, and we'll get Wiggy's answer to this. I'll answer it. We can get your thoughts, 617-779-7937. If you were the Red Sox right now, would you sign Mookie Betts to a $300 million extension?
Which it's going to cost you. I would say north of $300.
Maybe north of, in like 10 years we're talking about. Would you do that? Would you trade him before the deadline at the end of the month?
Right.
Or would you just let the rest of this season play out, and then you know you're going into his contract year and maybe deal with it in the offseason or something like that? Those are three choices that you have. We'll answer that. Plus, we have Ask Wiggy Anything. So you could tweet us at Dale Keefe, W-E-E-I. We'll ask Wiggy anything about 20, 25 minutes from now, plus Keefe for Madness at 12:30. Right now, we got
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Trending.
No, there's no talk. Once the season starts, you know, there's no more of that talk. Just kind of focus right now on the rest of the year. You know, you'd have to think about it, but it's just a thought, and then it, you know, goes in the passing. You know, you have to take care of your business right now, and it's just one of those things where it's going to come. You know, no matter what you do, it's going to come. You just don't rush it.
There's Mookie Betts during the All-Star Game press conferences and talking about free agency. And by all accounts, he was pretty miserable over the last few days. What everybody was saying was that, you know, all the players were there. They were all talking to the media about all different things. You know, first half, what to expect in the second half, and blah, blah, blah. And for some of the guys' contracts, you know, Scott Boras is there walking around. And it seems like Xander Bogaerts, a guy who had just signed a massive extension before the season began, he was in a good mood. Mookie Betts, who has 2 years left on his deal before he's really going to cash in, seems like he is in a not-so-good move. And Wiggy, I can't imagine that that is just a random occurrence. I feel like they are directly tied into how these guys are playing and how they're acting.
But the thing is, what about the contract, right?
I think Betts knows that he needs to play well, and then he's going to get Mike Trout, Bryce Harper money, or more than Bryce Harper
right,
money.
So you asked me a question before the break, right?
Yes, I did.
So let's pay off this tease.
All right, so these are basically the three options.
Because if this is going to go to my answer.
Okay, good. So there are three choices essentially with Mookie Betts. Maybe you can come up with a fourth or a fifth, whatever. You could, if you're the Red Sox, offer him a $300 million deal or whatever around there, a huge extension. You could offer that to him right now. You could, in the next 2 or 3 weeks, trade him.
Right.
Or simply play out the rest of this year. Then you have all of offseason and next year to sort of figure out what you want to do with him. And so, really, option C is essentially do nothing.
Right.
What would you do?
I would offer him a 10-year, $375 million deal is what I would offer him.
You think he's worth it?
I would start at probably $350 is where I go. 10 years, yeah. 350. So let's say 10 years, 350 is what I would offer him.
So I'm starting to wonder.
If he turns that down, I would trade him.
You know how we do. Yeah, so that's a good point, right? Like, you give it a chance. You give that chance
and
to
I would
keep
leak
him.
It, and I would leak it out from John Henry through the Globe. Yeah. I would leak it out and say, oh.
We offered this.
The rumor out there is that they offered him 10 years, $350 million.
And he said no. And then everybody in Boston would be probably fine to say, see you later. If you don't want to play here for that.
And then I would trade him before the deadline to maybe potentially.
Because then you could really get your farm system back on board.
You could get that. And who knows? Yeah. Maybe you could pick up a bullpen on, too, in the process.
Yeah, you could.
Right? And are you still going to be, you know, kind of relatively in the same position? Because everybody's talking about he's having a down year.
Yeah.
I mean, I still think he's, when you look at his numbers and you look at where he is as a player, he's still a guy that is you know.
See, I thought going into the year you had Mike Trout sort of up here.
Right.
That's where Mike Trout is. He's the best player in the game. And then Mookie Betts was probably second.
Right, not too far behind them.
And now I'm not so sure.
Don't you think Mookie Betts is still second? It's just the distance.
I don't know.
The distance between him and Trout is kind of like the distance between the Celtics, Sixers, and Bucks. It's starting to.
Yeah, but I feel like there's more guys and some. Like Christian Yelich is having this unbelievable season.
Right.
Like he is just crushing it right now.
But aren't a lot of people saying that Mookie's having a down year?
Yeah, he is, but if you look at it, he kind of goes every other year. You know, the last year that he played with Ortiz, he was the runner-up for the MVP, was a monster. The year after, he was good for him, but nothing crazy, like kind of a down year. Last year, he wins the MVP, and now this season is much more on par with 2017.
Right.
It's a little bit better than that, but it's around there. So, I mean, he's not bad by any means, but he's not as... Like, last year, watching him play, you're like, holy smokes, give this guy all the money that you want. Now I'm starting to have my doubts on it. That's all I would say.
But I think he is the player that we've seen last year. I think that's what... Because even if you look at this year, kind of where he is right now, he's at, what, 13 home runs, 40 RBIs, batting around 272.
Yep.
And he's probably going to finish the year somewhere north of 25 home runs, you know, north of 80 RBIs. And he's going to finish the year and go, you're going to look at it and go, what? Wow, Mookie Betts had a good year.
I mean, he's probably walking a ton. So he's getting on base for sure. And he's scoring a lot of runs. I think he might lead the league in runs scored. Because the Red Sox offense is scoring a ton of runs. That hasn't been their problem.
Think about this prior to this year. Think about MVP last year, sixth in MVP voting, the year that he allegedly had a down year. So he's sixth.
Right.
Right? And then the year prior to that, second in MVP voting. So you're thinking about this guy's generally around the top seven when it comes to MVP voting.
Because the other question is, with the trade deadline at the end of the month, are the Red Sox buyers or sellers? A very simple question, very basic question.
They should be buyers.
I think so, too. They're two games out of a wild card spot right now. They're a million games out of the division, but they're two games out of a wild card spot. And I just think you have too much... You've committed so much money to
but
this team,
what,
and you have
though,
so
Rich,
much talent.
Let me sell. This can help you out a little bit. You can buy and sell in the same year.
Well, hold on a second. Let me sit down. Can you please explain to me how you can buy and sell?
I'm going to show you now. A lot of people don't know that, right? I'm going to show you how you can buy and sell.
Rolling on this, Sean?
Yes.
We're rolling on this?
You can buy and sell in the same year. Very simple.
Buy and sell.
Right. You. What do you need? If you need to buy a bullpen arm or two.
I need a bullpen. I need like a closer type if you got one.
Okay, so there are probably guys out there. You can buy in that sense, but you can still, once you offer the Mookie the 10 years, 350, and he turns you down, you can now sell.
I would counter that by saying if you trade away your best player, you're not really buying.
But if you trade away Mookie Betts, don't you think you could still compete for that second wild card spot? Because that's what you're chasing.
No, it's a good point because Devers has been so good, should have been an all-star.
Right.
And you know Martinez is really good. Right. He could be gone at the end of the year. You're scoring enough runs.
Right. So even if you remove Mookie Betts' production, right, and you add to the bullpen, you're still going to be in the hunt for that second wild card spot. You might not be.
All right, so let me put it this way to you:
you're not winning the World Series.
I'm not saying they would get the best closer in the game, but let's just say you could swap out Mookie Betts for a dominant ninth inning guy. Is the team better off?
Well, I think the team is still a team that could get the second wild card spot. Do you think this team's winning a World Series?
No, not right now.
Do you think if the team goes out and they add a bullpen arm, right?
Yeah.
Could they still then win a World Series with Mookie Betts?
Yeah, I think if they added a bullpen arm, I think they're back in the. I mean, it's hard to pick against New York or Houston, but I think they're a dangerous team. I mean, if they can win some Chris Sale starts, which would be a helpful little.
But
start.
It's a roll of the dice,
yeah,
right?
No, it is. Oh yeah.
So my point is, if you go out and get the bullpen arm, you buy in that sense, and you sell to say, you know what, we're going to keep this window open for the next few years because guess what. Mookie Betts is not coming back.
In other words, you want him, But if he turns down your deal, then you're moving on.
Right.
And yeah, which, that makes sense.
And the reason why I think that they've already offered him a deal
yeah.
and he turned it down, they know he's not coming back.
Right.
So you got it.
I've always
Are you going to trade him next year?
Yeah.
So maybe you're still in the same position.
But no, but I want to get one more playoff run out of him. I think that's worth it.
You could still get that playoff run. You're chasing the second wild card spot.
No, that's true. You're certainly not set up great. That's for sure. Let's go to the phones here. What do you guys think on this? Let's start with Mike. What's going on? Can you pot him up? Oh, there we go. What's up, Mike, in New Hampshire? How you doing? Not there.
I got Rob in New Hampshire. Me, Rob?
I will go with Rob. Rob, how are you?
Okay. I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good.
So what I would do is I would actually trade Mookie Betts right now. You're going to get maximum value for him. Mm-hmm. I love Mookie Betts. I love him to death. But I would trade him right now to get maximum value. And I think what happened is Dombrowski kind of screwed the team up, made a couple of really bad signings. And unfortunately, I think Mookie's going to be collateral damage from that.
It's a good point, Mike, when you go back to Chris Sale getting right. a ton of money for a bunch of years.
Right.
And I thought that was a terrible sign. And I love Sale, but that was a terrible sign.
Isn't baseball, though, isn't baseball like the money's not like a major issue?
Well, there's like the luxury tax.
Right. But that's what I mean. Like you can go.
Well, teams don't want to do it because you're paying so much more, but then it also affects like your international signings. Like there are other penalties to it as well.
But what I'm saying is it's something that you can finagle. You can get around.
They could probably figure it out.
Like if they sign Mookie Betts to a 10-year, $350 million
yeah.
offer,
yeah.
then all of a sudden going, oh, we can't sign this guy because we're strapped for cash.
Well, I think, yes, eventually, yeah, you aren't going to be able to bring certain guys
well, no,
in.
You
like,
could still,
hence why the bullpen looks the way that it does.
But you could still sign a bullpen guy and still be able to give – bets that
yeah
extension.
I think you can. So like I think when they signed Bogarts and Sale, that didn't mean they can't sign Betts.
Right.
However, if they sign Betts, you know, Rick Porcello is gonna be coming off the books and you're gonna replace him with some really cheap guy. You're not gonna be able to spend a lot on
right.
a pitcher. Or when Benintendi and Devers come up, you might have to make a decision on one, not
right.
both, like
right.
that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but yeah,
I
they can
that.
Yeah, okay. Let's go to Frank in Ohio. What's up, Frank?
Hi. Been listening to you guys for a while, and
nice.
You know, I'm 74.
Oh, good.
And you say Mookie Best at $350 million for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
That's $35 million a year
quick
divided
now.
By 160 games is $219,000 a game.
Wow. Yeah. Make them count, you know, when you're out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Is anybody worth that amount of money?
I'd pay Mike Trout more.
Yeah, they did pay Mike Trout
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
Well, they gave Bryce Harper a little bit less. I mean,
yeah.
if you did the numbers on 330, Frank, I mean, you're probably still pretty.
How much would you pay him,
oh,
Frank?
Yeah.
How much would you pay him?
Yeah, what would you give him?
Like per game.
My background is basketball
good.
And professional football, but I have no idea what the market gets today.
Well, that's the market.
$219,000. But $219,000. When you say it that way, you know, two games he buys your house with no mortgage.
Yeah, but
right,
that's
Frank,
what the,
we're not doing.
Yeah,
this,
but that's
for
what
God
the Frank. That, but see, Frank,
way too much math.
We learned a lot about Frank. 74. His history.
Very good at math.
Professional
right.
football. Professional basketball. I don't know what I would pay a guy, but it's not $35 million
well,
a year.
You know, Frank doesn't know.
Give me a break.
Frank doesn't know the market. And
no,
so,
he doesn't.
Let's,
but
so,
he
let's
called
give Frank,
to talk about the market.
Let's give Frank
that
some
is the market.
Some insight. Yes, that's the market. Mookie Betts' market is somewhere between $330 million and $365 million because
yes.
that's Bryce Harper got $330. Is he a better player than Bryce Harper?
He is not.
You don't think so?
Oh, sorry. I was thinking Mike Trout. Yes, he's better than Bryce
he's
Harper.
He's better
yeah,
than
yeah,
Bryce
sorry,
Harper.
Sorry, sorry.
But
I was
he's not as good as Mike Trout.
Right, he's in between those two.
Right.
Yes.
So that's probably in the 350 range.
Yeah,
you know.
Probably. And then guess what? Every year it goes up. So just because a guy who's better than – look at the quarterbacks in the NFL.
Right.
Every year somebody's getting paid more than the last
right.
guy because that's the year they're a free agent.
Right. If Mookie Betts' numbers were like they were last year at this kind of point in time,
yeah.
then you could – that's why I would say you could probably offer him 375. See, what I would have did
– Yes.
is I would have offered him 375 as soon as the Mike Trout deal came out after the season.
I wonder what they did. I wonder what they actually
because
they had to have offered him something.
That's when it,
I wonder what that number was.
That's what the here's what I believe they did.
Okay.
They offered him less than Mike Trout because Mike Trout signed that deal in the offseason.
Yes.
They offered him less than that. They probably offered him $350.
And then Betts said, you know what, I'll wait till free agency.
And Betts goes, you know, I'm a better player than Mike Trout. Ugh. I've won an MVP.
And they're like, well, now you're a liar.
Well, he goes, I've been an MVP.
Well, so is Trout like 100 times.
I've won a World Series. How many World Series Trout won?
Oh, zero. Good point.
You know?
Yeah, you have that.
And I was a big part of helping you win this World Series.
Sure was.
So I think that would have been what his agent would have did.
We have Ask Wiggy Anything coming up. So get your questions in. You can even call in if you'd like, 617-779-7937. You can tweet us at Dale Keefe, W-E-E-I. Keefe from Adams at 1230. When we come back, it is Ask Wiggy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Anything.
A little classic right here.
This is a good one. This is the Ask Wiggy Anything music, at least
Nas
for today.
Right there.
Well, your friend.
Ain't hard to tell, yep.
Who you were in the same
facility.
Yeah, at the
club.
The Essence Festival.
Essence Festival.
You were down there for that.
And Nolens.
Yeah.
Nolens, baby.
So Ask Wiggy Anything is back. Wiggy hasn't been on the air for a little while, so we thought we would dust this thing off. And these are questions both tweeted at us at Dale Keefe, W-E-E-I, and also texted into the program.
Okay.
Let's start with this one.
Yes.
Wiggy, what country would you travel to if money or time wasn't an issue?
Oh, man. Wakanda. Without a doubt.
You'd go to Wakanda.
Wakanda, man. They're advanced technology.
That is definitely true.
Yes.
You think they would let you in? They got like a nice kind of like a force field.
See, I don't think I could get in. I'm too light.
Yeah.
A lot of dark-skinned brothers in Wakanda, so I think I might be too light to get into Wakanda.
So you'd go to Wakanda.
So if I probably couldn't get in there, so then I walk.
Yeah.
I always wanted to go to the Santorini, Greece.
Oh, Greece.
Yeah, that place looks really nice.
That sounds like a good one.
Because I love blue water, and I love, like, you know, nice, warm water.
Yeah, that looks nice.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
All those pictures in Greece, yeah.
So I would say I'm probably not getting in Wakanda, so
no.
Santorini, I think, is how you say it.
Good, I like that. That's a good answer.
There you go.
Now, this was actually a question that Jacoby Brissett posed on Twitter, just to the Twitter world.
Right.
It's not specifically Ask Wiggy, but I wanted to include it. Jacoby Brissett, former Patriots backup quarterback, tweeted out last hour, if the sun is hot, how is outer space cold? What do you think of that?
Well,
you got any answers on that?
Well, I think outer space, see, I don't think he realized how big the galaxy
is. It's pretty big.
Right, so I don't think the whole galaxy is cold.
No, I think, you know, the sort of the center is the sun, and things, the further away from the sun you are, the colder it is. That's just
right.
Sort of
so
like
I don't
how
get, I don't know how.
Don't get too close to the sun, Jacoby, but if you're far away from it,
if you're
actually probably too far away, you're cold.
Right. So, I mean, it's I don't think he's watched the whole Marvel cinematic universe.
No, he doesn't realize. Because
then he would realize, you know, Asgard looks like a pretty nice, warm place.
Asgard does, yeah. Now, there was a great Twilight Zone episode about these people. The Earth was getting too close to the sun. So everybody was getting too hot, and they're like, you know, you had to bury down low, too hot. Turns out the person was actually just dreaming, because in reality, they were going too far from the sun, and they were getting too cold, and they're all freezing to death.
Or maybe if,
what a way to go.
Or I just came back from New Orleans, and it felt like the sun was 5 miles away from the wall.
It's like right on top of you, just sitting there above you.
So, I mean,
melting you.
I do not know how people do it down there. I was literally, I swear I saw Lucifer walking down. It was that hot. I said, I can't do this,
man. He was
taking
his cape off.
And there was a lot of dreads and braids. I'm like, bro, how you doing it?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. All right, how would Wiggy have handled the fight at Disneyland?
Ooh, that was very interesting.
I guess there was a little bit of a...
That was a family fight.
A little scrap down there in Disney.
I would have did what my mother taught me the very first day I could learn how to speak.
What's that?
Mind your business and stay on your own porch.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if not, that's how
you... don't know what people are doing anymore.
Well, that's how you end up dead.
That's a good point.
The guy was beating up his family members. So,
yeah, I
mean,
like that. Yeah, if he's doing that, what's he going to do to you? So
right,
probably
he's swinging on his cousins and, you know, they're having fights with his sisters. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, Wiggy, we know that you have had an encounter with Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
You had one with Nas, more or less.
Yeah, well, you know.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, man.
You did.
That Michael Jordan story still haunts my heart. I get on my wife's ass every day for about it.
Okay. This is the question that came in. Ever have an encounter with a female celebrity? And if so, who?
Female celebrity. Yes. Sanaa Lathan. You know Sanaa Lathan? She's an actress.
Yeah. What was she in?
She was in...
I know exactly.
She was in My Best Friend's Wedding? She's a black actress. My Best Friend's Wedding or something else. And I met her at Love and Basketball. Yes, Love and Basketball she was in.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
She was in Blade. She's been in a lot of movies. And I...
at least two.
It's the list is long. But
all right,
I met her at a party, and I've always told my wife like how beautiful I thought she was, and she was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But she has toe thumbs. Her thumbs look like
Megan Fox.
Yeah, and I was like,
couldn't do it because of the toe thumbs.
Well, I just like I had
have toe thumbs.
I had a different like look now after that. I'm just like, yo, you got toe thumbs. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not great.
I judge her on her toe thumbs now. So, and I met her at a party and I didn't realize like, wow, she's, and I'm like, oh man, what's wrong with your thumbs?
All right, Wiggy, last one. We already know that you're an expert in hockey. You're an expert in basketball.
Yes,
you're an expert in movies. You're an expert in, what was some of the other things? Music.
Music, movies.
So this question is, if you could instantly become an expert in something, and I'm going to say something else.
Something else.
What would it be?
I don't know, because I'm...
You have a lot of talent.
Yeah, I spent 10,000 hours to get to expert level.
And so you've had 10,000 hours in a lot of different fields.
Okay. Yeah. And so
you're pretty much all set. If you could instantly become an expert in something, what would it be? So all of a sudden you could be like a magician. And that'd obviously be mine. Right. Because there's nothing like a good card trick.
I'd like to be a superhero. I was watching.
Well, so what would you be an expert in? Superheroing?
Superheroing. I was coming out when I was flying, I was watching
Yeah, what'd you watch?
I was watching Captain America. The first Avenger.
Yeah, not great.
It was okay. But the second time around watching, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I would love to be a superhero.
Yeah. I know. It'd be nice. Still can be. You could be like a vigilante if you want.
Yeah, but I want to be like, my ideal superhero would be the Hulk.
I know. You're hung up on the Hulk. That's why you didn't like Endgame.
Endgame was horrible.
All right, there concludes Ask Wiggy Anything, another successful edition of that.
Right?
No, not right now. We don't have time. We're up against it right now. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. Also, the Mookie Betts conversation. Wiggy is on record. He says he would offer him a big extension. Then if he turns it down, you trade him away.
And is that
where the Red Sox are at right now? They're two games out of a wild card spot. Do you have to trade Mookie Betts in the next couple of weeks?
I would do that all because the trade deadline's the 31st. So you basically have 3 weeks.
It's coming up.
I would do all that within the next 3 weeks.
Plus, we'll get into all the home runs in baseball.
A lot of them.
If it's even helping the game, we'll get into all that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.